there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. We're doing it live, I assure you. Got Evan on the board today. Evan, welcome back, man. Happy weekend to everybody. Welcome back. Time to get to work. Time to tune into the Devils, get your political fix. And I'm a little angst-filled to start this show for a couple of reasons, and I'll tell you why. First and foremost, the troubling headline. U.S. places up to 8,500 troops on alert for possible deployment to Eastern Europe amid Russian tensions. Ooh, I don't like that headline. I don't like it one little bit. The drums of war. I feel like the drums of war, the beats. And you'd never believe who is one of the biggest cheerleaders for the drums of war. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, perhaps, pending any moment. Why, Tucker Carlson from Fox News. Been justifying, been rationalizing why, well, It's Putin's prerogative to hear him tell it, at least. Seems like a weird place for an opinion host, a supposed journalist adjacent from Fox News. It's a weird place he finds himself. And I found myself in a weird place over the course of the weekend because I went to Fox News, not on Tucker's show. I was on with Mike Emanuel on Sunday, and I'll tell you about that just a little bit later in this big show. You know, I don't go on Fox News every weekend, so if I do, I'm going to tell you about it. But not yet. This one hits a little closer to home. My wife called and broke a news story to me. And what's going on? I say, hon, what's going on? She said, oh, our kid's school? It's in a lockdown. And fortunately, or at least I feel fortunate, in that both of my boys were outside of the high school at the time, but three schools in Middleton were locked down, apparently because a student brought a gun to school. And one of my kids was off campus for lunch, and the other one, they're just off their exam schedule. And so anyways, another kid had a changing exam or something, you know, changing schedule, second semester. Now he's a senior and he had a little gap. So he came on back home and he was chilling out and they were both effectively locked out of their school. And my wife said, they're both doing fine. There will be a press conference. I'm not going to speculate terribly on what it is that happened, but I can tell you one of my kids wants to go back to school and one of my kids does not want to go back to school. And I remember when I was a kid and I was younger than them, first and foremost, I never had fear of anybody bringing a gun to school. Not really. I mean, I never thought that I went to school, you know, a long time ago and there was no Columbine then. Evan, you might be more contemporary to that. You mentioned that to me as we were preparing for the show. But I didn't worry about school shootings, not when I was a teenager.
And we didn't either. It was in the mind. It had sort of become memeified. You know, it was part of the culture, part of the history. But in Wisconsin, you know, in Fort Atkinson, yeah, that is not something that we worried about.
Well, my kids do, apparently. And I believe them. I believe them. I'd be angst-filled. I am a little angst-filled for them. And, you know, when I was a kid, it was something different. It was the Cold War. And it was concern that, you know, the big one could drop. We were going to get in the Cold War. We were going to get in actual World War III with the Russians. It was usually, if not always, the Russians we feared. Occasionally the Chinese, but usually the Russians. And, you know, I feel like from my own childhood memories, although you know how memories are, they're sometimes a little sepia tone and perhaps a little inaccurate. But from my own memories, we had the duck and cover in the hallways. Now, I looked it up. That ended in 1962. I was born in 1970. I didn't do any duck and cover, not specifically because there was, you know, a drill because of an incoming A-bomb. But they did that back in the 50s and into the 60s. Probably not in the 70s when I was in elementary school. I live in the upper Midwest. I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin. In retrospect, probably tornado drills. The duck and cover, the hiding in the hallways. Saw a tornado drill movie or a tornado movie with one of the kids this weekend. I forget what it was called. Not Twister, but the other one. And, you know, I remember hiding in the hallways. And, you know, we would all hide by our lockers and duck and cover and kiss our asses goodbye, much like you would in the event of a nuclear bomb dropping anywhere in the United States or, you know, anywhere close. So I remember going through the tornado drills, probably what they were. But I do remember having a certain angst as a child. And my angst was always about, you know, the specter of war. The specter that a war was going to start. Or we were going to start it. I mean, do you remember the movie War Games? Do you want to come out and play? No, that was a different one. That was Warriors. War Games, right?
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like Atari-style graphics. Wasn't super cool graphics. But like AI got ran amok, something like that.
Oh, it's right there, too.
Basically wanted to start a war.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when we have Russians, you know, sort of piling up on the border of Ukraine, I realize it's not a NATO country, although they did ask for your NATO admission back in 2008. They're not even close to getting in. But sort of, kind of, you know, we all say we support them. And if there's going to be a war that breaks out, you know, we're already deploying or at least putting troops on standby. And my greatest fear, whenever there are troops on standby, and I was less fearful, I got to be honest, when we're sending troops to Afghanistan and God forbid we have another 20-year war in the desert. And I got to tell you, conservatives, I know CJ and others, I'm still glad that Joe Biden withdrew our troops from Afghanistan. Because I'm against the next war already. I don't even know where it's at. I hope it's not Russia. I hope my 18-year-old, I hope my soon-to-be 16-year-old, I hope they don't have to consider that they'd be eligible for the draft or something radical of that sort. But probably not. That's not the way we fight wars anymore, right? Just little minor incursions. Maybe proxy wars. But what about the nukes? The nukes are still out there. The nukes didn't go away. Hell, I'm not even sure if we've got modern nukes. They might be leaking in a nuke chamber somewhere. I'm not even sure if these things are ready to fly. But we got way more nukes than we need. And so do the Russians, right? That's what we've always been told. The Russians have way more nukes than they need to destroy our culture, to destroy our world. Effectively, we have mutually assured self-destruction. And, you know, we got the highest-rated guy on cable news cheering. Cheerleading for this war. Cheerleading for the Russians. And I just scratch my head and I think, what's in it for Tucker? Ratings? Is it the ratings? I mean, are we now, are Republicans pro-Russian? And you don't have to answer that, folks, because we all know they kind of are. But anyways, that's where I start today. A little angst-filled. Feeling a little Cold War angst from my youth. And feeling a little angst for my kids. Because the specter that a sophomore at Middleton High School brought a gun to school. Kid in my kid's class, my kid's age. And shocker, he doesn't want to go back to school. I don't know if I'd want to go back to school. If somebody brought a gun to work today And I had to know that, and the cops are there, and they're shutting down my workplace. Oh, gun's gone. Come on back. Back to work, everyone. Punch the clock. That would be very hard for me. 844-967-2789. Plenty of time for your reactions today. Your phone calls. Hell, maybe even rub it in. The Packers lost. It was terrible. It was heart-wrenching. And I got it coming. I know I've been talking trash for days. So if you want to bring it, let's start with St. Louis Park, Minnesota. And Jim, you're the first caller on the Devil's Advocates today. Welcome, man.
I watched some football this weekend, and I feel bad for Packers fans. No, I just lied. I don't feel bad at all.
I wouldn't feel bad, man.
I thought you were reading my mind, you know, as I was waiting on the phone there. But I don't know if you remember during the interaction that the people in Nancy Pelosi's office, they said, well, they knew what to do. They went under the desk, they turned the lights off, and they're completely silent because they said they learned how to do that in drills in their schools.
Active shooter drills.
Oh, my God. Where are we going? Where are we going to as a country? This is just incredible that people would be like that. And I'm wondering about, couldn't they have a Zoom meeting tomorrow and try to get Ukraine into NATO? Because I just want to say one word, Chamberlain.
Well, I'm not. Do you want the Ukraine in? Do we want to commit United States forces to support Ukraine? And I don't want to see the Ukraine get invaded, but I know that that was part of former Soviet Russia, and I know they have territorial claims, or they think they do. And the fact that they've got, you know, thousands of troops amassed on the border, I don't want to see my kids fight a war. I don't want a war, man. It's hard for me to say, Jim, what the right answer is, but it ain't war. It ain't going to the war with the Russians. And of course, when we do, there's always the specter of nukes. So anyways, final thoughts from you, Jim. We got a break coming up.
I just think that there's no way to appease the Russians, and the whole country is a hot mess. It's not a democracy. Putin is an oligarch. I think that they need to be contained, just like Germany needed to be contained in 1938.
Well, Jim, when you said the whole country is a hot mess, for a minute there, I didn't know if you meant the United States or Russia. I mean, you know, Republicans are going to be what? Cheering for Pooty Poot and cheering against Biden. Whatever our reaction is, it's either going to be insufficient or it's going to be wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, conservatives. 844-967-2789. More Devils. You talk the bomb on me.